Assalamu alaikum, first of all.
Assalam.
Was ist dann in dieser Moschee passiert? Warum sind Sie Muslim geworden am Donnerstag?
Ich muss mich entschuldigen, ich bin total aufgeregt.
Es ist kein Problem.
Wir arbeiten beide sehr viel. Wir arbeiten sehr viel mit Menschen, die krank sind, die nach Wegen suchen,
yes,
um gesund
both of us
zu
work a lot. We work with ill people and therefore we try to be healthy or remain healthy. Often one can notice that the soul is also ill, not just the body. With a healthy soul, you often have a healthy body. But from the beginning, I felt it was a duty to talk to those patients, but I've soon realized that I couldn't give them any more because my soul was empty. I was missing something. I tried to overpass it by playing sports, going shopping, but when I was again alone, I had a pain in my soul. I felt my soul was empty, but I didn't know where to look for what was missing. I had tried with the Christian belief, going to church, but it wasn't there. It gave me nothing. I have tried by praying, but that was not it. That day we spoke together was a day I felt happy. I felt really good. In my head, in many ways, I used to feel sad. I didn't know why. Even my husband couldn't help me. But when we had been there, he started immediately talking about Islam. And I said to myself, that's it. That's what I've always been looking for. And no matter what I was asking, that was the answer. But how could it be possible? Finally, it was so wonderful.
Ich fühlte mich traurig. Ich weiß nicht warum. Mein Mann konnte mir das auch nicht so geben. Ich konnte es nicht so beschreiben und wollte eigentlich auch dieses Treffen absagen. Bin dann doch gegangen. Und er erzählte sofort von dem Islam. Da kamen mir das erste Mal die Tränen und irgendwie habe ich mir gesagt, das ist das, wonach du immer gesucht hast. Und egal, was ich gefragt habe, er hat immer eine Antwort. Ich habe gesagt, das gibt es gar nicht. Immer, immer. Und das war so wundervoll. Ich muss auch sagen,
I also read some parts of the Quran, but it wasn't easy. Yet he explained it to me so much, I could call him anytime. I'm not scared anymore. I'm so happy and lucky now. And when I'll go back home, although there is so much to learn, this is a new culture, and I need to focus on it now. First, I want to be alone, learn how to pray. I'm so lucky that I found this path.
Sehr glücklich, dass Toll. Ich diesen Schritt gegangen bin.
Toll, danke. Es freut mich auch. Back to you, Doctor. Again, so much emotion in your eyes.
Okay,
it's really lovely. Really, I appreciate so much this moment. I'd like to ask you, what really attracted you to Islam then? Because some people may say, but there's a lot in common. Charity, fasting, but what was it that really brought you to Islam?
First of all, I'm happy that I have to wear my eyeglasses. So I cannot always wipe away the tears. I have to say, my father told me not to cry, to be an Indian, and a man don't cry. And I felt fine with it. So I think after about 40 years now, there's so many tears that have to come out.
Definitely.
Okay. What attracted me to Islam? That's what I said when we first talked together. I'm a scientist, and I have a lot of questions before I get my opinion. And I want to be sure about what I say, because as a doctor, I have to say the right things, and I want to say the right things. So I ask a lot our friend about what's happening here, why is this. And there were always really logic answers, and logic is a made game, and I love to play this game, and I love to be absolutely sure what I say. I do it in my clinic with everything I do, with the diagnosis, with the therapy, and with the advice of people. I know what I'm saying, and I know it's right. And he knew everything. It was just like me, and usually as a doctor you give advice to the patients. They ask you, or they don't ask you, but you advise them in what is better for them, which is better for their nature, which is better for their health. Mm-hmm. And the same happened the other way around. And I did not find any other person in my life, and I can say this for true, that advised me so much. And he influenced me. In a week, he influenced me that much. I wanted to talk to him every day. I wanted to see him almost every day. We met a lot in this time.
It's like a thirst of information, really.
Yeah, it is. It is, because you open a door
and there
you get entrance to absolutely new world, which I hided before. And I'm just at the beginning. I'm just like here, like a little baby.
You have to start somewhere.
Yes, I have to learn. We have to learn a new language, and we will, and we look forward for it.
Wonderful. Now, Katrin, wie fühlen Sie sich jetzt?
Ich fühle mich sehr viel wohler. Also ich habe mich auch sehr gefreut auf dieses Land, weil ich halt
I feel very complete. I mean, I'm very happy in this country because I have read a lot about it, and through my friends I've learned a lot about Islam. I feel I can so easily practice it here, whereas in Germany it will be quite difficult. I was fascinated to be a woman here. Not even in my dreams I thought I could feel this way. Even how from outside you know your faith and you can show it. I feel free. I feel complete. Happy. I feel beautiful. Outside like inside. This is how I feel.
Ich fühle mich wohl. Ich fühle mich happy. Ich fühle mich schön außen wie innen.
Das ist wirklich wunderbar. Und vorher haben wir zusammen gesprochen. Sie haben etwas ganz schön gesagt, dass manchmal und mehr als manchmal Sie weinen. Warum ist es?
Ich glaube, dass man sagt so schön in Deutsch, das Fass war voll.
I think it's as we say. The glass was full, probably from negative things. Maybe the soul has always been crying. Both of us cry a lot. Not out of sadness, but rather out of happiness. It is like everything comes out, the water flows, and then we are dry again, and finally we can breathe. Simply, all these old issues need to come out so that we can feel new again. I think that's why we cry so much, even though today I'm not crying.
Deswegen muss man immer weinen, obwohl ich heute nicht weinen muss.
Das ist gut so. Dann weine ich auch, bitte nicht. Danke, es ist wirklich schön. Und well, it's an amazing story, really. You go to Dubai for just like a few days, a couple of weeks on holiday. Suddenly you become a Muslim. You're going back home. The day after tomorrow, back to Germany, back to your colleagues, to your family. How do you perceive the future as new Muslims?
It will be a new experience. But I'm used to advise people. So I was thinking about it. What will be? What will happen when we get back? Especially, I can only talk for myself. In former times, a doctor and a priest, in the Christian way we have priests, it was always the same. It wasn't one person. So I tried to do it before, and I think it's my duty that I have to advise other people. I can't advise as a baby. You can't learn somebody how to walk when you can't walk yourself.
Yes.
So the first thing is for me to learn a lot about the Islam, so I can answer the questions like Ibrahim did to me. I will tell my friends. I told already a few friends that I will convert, and I will talk about it, and I want to talk about it, and I'm not afraid of it. I mean, what's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong. I didn't convert to terrorism. I converted to a faith. I converted to a life on this earth, which will end somewhen, and then there will be another life. And we are both afraid to go to hell. We didn't know before how hell is. And the others, all my friends and family, don't know it. So I really look forward to tell the people they can choose between a future in a very, very bad way, or they can choose the paradise, which is great and which is fascinating.
So encouraging to hear all of this. It was lovely having you.